On-demand listening is made possible by Bellarmine University. Grounded in the liberal arts and sciences, Bellarmine offers over 50 majors and 15 graduate and advanced degree programs. More at bellarmine.edu.
The River City of Kentucky is going bananas! And a foul! And Louisville, they sink the victory! Look at that crowd!
From the beating heart of the college basketball universe comes Nothing But Net on WFPL.org and WFPK.org, and a special report, the U.S. Men's Olympic Basketball Team. I'm Mark Bacon.
I'm Matt Anthony.
Hey, man, first thing we got to say, Matt, is a lot of people may be wondering why we didn't do a wrap-up of the season and a salute to UK, but A, we said from the get-go they're going to win the whole thing, and B, the media here, being Kentucky, was oversaturated, don't you think? I mean, you knew if they used Scott Tissue, Charmin, what they ate, what they drank, who they went home with that night, but real proud to say that one of the members of that team, easily the MVP, Mr. Anthony Davis, is a member of the U.S. Olympic team. I always cry at Olympics. Don't you, Matt?
I think Olympics are the best thing we do as human beings. I think when the alien overlords come down and they see the Olympics, they won't destroy our civilization. They'll just make us their pets.
Well, they have some of the best athletes to play games.
They'll be like, their civilization's valid.
And included in that would be the 1992 Dream Team, the 2012 team, and all the players on the men's basketball squads during that time. Let's start with something, Matt, because you actually began your basketball career in Europe, right?
I did. I know a little bit of something about the international game. I was playing in the schools that Shaq and Kobe came from, the American schools over in Europe, and I was over there when the first Dream Team, 92, those were my years playing ball. So I'm schooled on the international game, and it was in Italy where I played, and mainly we played American students, but we would also play Italian students. And I'm telling you, 92, Europe and Italy was way far behind. They were in the Stone Age of basketball. Yeah. They could barely dribble with two hands. It would be like Americans playing rugby.
Right.
It's just such a foreign game to them. They just spent all their lives with their feet playing soccer, and they just never thought to pick up the ball like Americans do and bounce it. But once they did, hey.
That gap's closed, dude.
That gap is closing.
Totally. I mean, we look, first thing I want to look at is kind of to go back to 1992, because that's when we kind of seized control of men's Olympics and the first inclusion of the professionals. And the 92 Dream Team, I mean, holy cow, what a team. That was just a brilliant collection of talent. Michael Jordan in his prime. The two old cats on that team were Bird and Magic. And they were heavy contributors, but you had Pat Ewing, Karl Malone.
Barkley.
Right.
Robinson.
Yeah, David Robinson.
Yeah. And the point is also, at this point, these were all the best players on the planet.
Right.
Like, they didn't have other greats from other countries. And you look at Tony Parker, he's arguably the best point guard on the planet. Steve Nash.
From France.
Steve Nash from Canada, arguably the best point guard on the planet.
And I'm gonna argue with you and say Ricky Rubio from Spain is the best point guard on the planet. But,
hey,
I mean, that opens it up.
And one of the best power forwards is a Spaniard as well, Pau Gasol.
Yeah.
And German Nowitzki.
Nowitzki in the pivot, also the Brazilian Nene. These guys are going to give the American fits. As a matter of fact, they did give them fits. But let's address something real fast. Kobe made this kind of pretty outrageous statement. I think he was tripping. That they could beat the 2012 team, the SEAM team, because they seem to be pretty good, could beat the Dream Team. And what a load, man. I mean, that's just an absurd statement.
Well, and that's the champion. That's the delusion of a champion, that I can beat anybody. My shot's always going to go in.
This is the Mamba.
What you have to have. This is the Mamba speaking.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And I love it. But to kind of bridge that particular statement, I was really impressed yesterday with the gentleman who's always the most elegant spokesman for basketball, Magic Johnson, said that LeBron James would definitely make the Dream Team, and so would Kobe, and that Kevin Durant probably had a good chance. And you look at it as, you know, LeBron, he to take out Christian Laettner, easy. You know, Laettner's the only guy not in the Hall of Fame from the 92 Dream Team.
Right.
If Kobe gets in, he would be backup for Michael. The backup back then was Clyde the Glad Drexler, so I think Drexler was out. He was one of the oldest guys on the team at the time. And Durant, with his smooth stroke from the outside, could probably supplant Chris Mullins. Great player, all three of them that I mentioned from the 92 team, but I think those two would have made it. But beyond that, I mean, James Harden and Kevin Love, they're really good players, don't get me wrong. But they just don't have the juice, even maybe Tyson Chandler, you know, who's our starting center. I see the problem with the 2012 team being what everybody's talking about, its size. So the way this team has to play is to go from the inside out. You know, try and attack the rim. If you get it, you get it, you know, great, by the slashing, especially LeBron going in there. Kobe, he's not doing that so much. Westbrook's speed is a real asset with these guys. He's really showing me something. And then Durant, who's, you know, legitimately a 7-foot wingspan, taking you outside and popping. And we haven't seen enough, really, during the exhibition games or the first game against France to know exactly what Anthony Davis is about. But some of the times I've seen him in there, he's freaking people out. I mean, Anthony Davis can take the ball in at the very high post, and he can actually cut through the lane with that point guard mentality of his. Plus, the whole thing in international ball of being able to play on the rim, take shots out of the rim, a little bit different blocking and defensive mechanisms, which Carmelo Anthony is a master at. He seems to be, it must have been something that was all over the Baltimore playgrounds, you know, rip it off the rim. And I think Davis is perfectly suited for this. But the exhibition games, Brazil really gave him trouble. And that has, to address your point from earlier, you know, 3-4 NBA players on that team. Nene gave Chandler fits. Spain starts 5 NBA players. Argentina starts 3 NBA players. I think has 2 more in reserve. France has Tony Parker, who you said, and I agree, is one of the greatest point guards right now. And they have 5 other NBA players on the roster. So, as we were saying, parity existed completely. The gap has been closed totally.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to lose a game, and I think they're obviously going to end with the gold. The international game is interesting, though it's more physical. When you watch those games, you don't see as many fouls and complaints about fouls. That's what I saw was really
unless
absent.
It's Argentina,
and people play really physical, and they're, you know, the NBA guys in the sensitive, you know, touchy feely NBA that's 2012. These guys are going to get hit
right
from these foreign players, and it's going to be tough. Now, the point is the Dream Team of 2012 could have been put against any group of players from around the globe beat them. But if you were to put together a world team where you're starting the Gasol brothers, mm-hmm. and you've got Parker,
and
could our American team beat that team? I don't think so. Or it would be, they would really, really have to play, which I haven't seen them have to do yet. They're still toying with these teams. I can tell. And they can. Because what favors them from the outside, the international play, is that the three-point line is. And when you have sharp shooters Kobe and LeBron and Carmelo, you know, with at the end of the day where it's put the ball in the hoop, those guys are going to deliver for you.
Absolutely. I mean, that's one really cool thing that's going on is the three-point shooting. But if the three-pointer doesn't drop for the U.S. team, I think that spells trouble for these guys. And that's where you're going to have to send LeBron in on a cut. Westbrook's going to have to attempt to take that lane and, as I said earlier, take the inside-out game. Melo picks up a lot of trash, but Melo can get hot from the outside, as he did in several exhibition games. He's kind of a secret weapon. I don't like him starting. I like him coming in and spelling LeBron and then seeing perhaps how he and LeBron mesh. And we've got a great coach handling this whole thing. You and I, you know, could be tarred and feathered in Kentucky because we've always expressed our admiration for Duke. and our admiration for Mike Krzyzewski. And he is a perfect coach for this. This is his last go-around as coach of the Olympic team, and what a loss that's going
to
be.
Well, could this team get rocked to sleep and get caught? I believe they could.
Yes.
I believe there's teams out here that, you know, an injury happens and they get lulled to sleep and they get caught by a Brazil, by a Spain, and it could happen.
Yeah.
I don't see it happening because of what you just said. We have a Krzyzewski, we have a Boeheim on the bench, and this is with the international game that they don't have yet. They don't have guys in there 40, 50 years.
Right.
You know, they don't have that Krzyzewski, Calipari. The international game doesn't have the level of coaches that we have. And we'll, you know, as these guys age, as the new school, you know, as Parker retires, as Nash retires and goes back to their countries and begins to coach and spread the gospel of basketball, you're going to see some great coaches emerge from Europe. And, you know, 20 years from now,
if not sooner,
20 years, if not sooner, just knowing where I was in 92 and seeing what the world's done with basketball in 20 more years, there might be a dream team from Spain.
Yeah.
Or from Puerto Rico.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And don't forget, I've always said this about the World Cup and about basketball. I think it's going to happen that one of these days, very soon, Africa is going
to
emerge. And in
it's
our
bound
pool,
to.
Our pool is Nigeria, and they're going to be a surprise team. I think that's our game on Thursday. Tuesday, is Tunisia. I think we should easily blast them, but this is a first test about this whole thing about rockabye into complacency. I don't think it'll happen because, as you said, Krzyzewski, we got the master on the bench. But, you know, you're talking about the gospel of basketball, Matt. How great to talk about it in the summertime. You know, I don't watch baseball. Sorry, guys. It's really, really super.
Oh, it's great. Well, I just love also, just to wrap up, you know, watch some of the other games.
Yeah.
You know, before I came, I was watching Spain versus China. I'm like, man, China's got game. China's got some big dudes. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, Yao Ming came out of China. Our own from Senegal. On the Yuvel, Zhang.
Gorky Zhang, yeah.
Gorky Zhang from Senegal, you know. So there are these players.
Yeah,
just keep
growing,
watching.
They're growing them. Well, let the games begin. You've been listening to Nothing But Net on WFPL.org and WFPK.org. Tune in, like Matt says, catch all the games. And we'll see, Matt, where the wind blows and when we'll be back with you again. Until then, everybody, peace.
On-demand listening is made possible by Bellarmine University. Grounded in the liberal arts and sciences, Bellarmine offers over 50 majors and 15 graduate and advanced degree programs. More at bellarmine.edu.